Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. Now we're going to deal with developing your spirit to receive its supernatural status. Developing your spirit to receive its supernatural status. Status means capacity. There's a capacity in you that can never be filled because it's too large for this world. It's character. There's a Holy Ghost character in you that if functioning properly, nothing can withstand the power, the authority, and the dominion that is in you. Footing. Status means a footing. That's a footing you have that you cannot be pushed out of your place. Portion. There's a portion for you that cannot be stopped, no way and no how. Status means quality, rank. It means a standing, and the last word. This status we're talking about in the spirit is a status of dignity above all ranks, all politicians, all princes, all governors, all queens, whoever they may be. This status that you have as a child of God is above the highest proclaimed persons in the world, even the president, the vice president. This status of being a Christian and being able to function in the spirit world is higher than any dignity you know. But it will not function in a social status. It's a spiritual status. And we have watched that men have brought into the church worldly things and trying to Christianize it. You can't Christianize worldly things. So we are here to develop you into, as God people, into a supernatural status. If you would look in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32 with me a moment. There must be a difference between people who do not have a covenant and people who has a covenant. Amen? Amen. Must be a difference, a distinct difference. You need to be able to tell that difference when a person walk in the room. Are they walking in a covenant? Are they walking without a covenant? In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, after many had failed, if you read the chapter, many kingdoms had failed, the Lord made this statement in the 32nd verse: such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. In my footnote, my Bible says, are caused to be disassembled. Those who do not have no covenant will be disassembled. They would not know where they're going or what to do. But look at the last part of that verse. When you have become developed in your supernatural status to have communion with God and to walk with God, know how to walk in the spirit, know how to walk by faith, it says here in the second part, the people that do know their God. Shall be strong, and not just that. They will do things out of the ordinary. Why? Because they're working at a higher level than the ordinary. Exploit mean that they will be able to explore in realm that other people can't go naturally. Is that talking about you? All right, I have to build this in you. Now listen. One of the things we're going to have to recognize, and I'm going to break it down in a few minutes. Kingdom spiritual government. Kingdom spiritual government should be governing your life. Your life should be moving by kingdom concepts, which is a belief system, kingdom principle, which is a behavior system. Kingdom concept, which is a belief system from the kingdom. Kingdom principle, which is a behavior system. You're going to behave like you believe. I can't hear you. Can I talk with you? You're going to behave in what you believe. And so this kingdom spiritual government that God have designed is designed for to put you in realms of the spirit that miracles, signs, and wonders are everyday functioning in your life. If you train right. The next thing I want you to consider is that God desired for you to be a, and you need to take note of this, a breakthrough believer. A breakthrough believer. In other words, a believer that can't be stopped because they know something else. A believer that is greater than Satan, greater than demon, greater than problem, greater than circumstances, greater than anything that can come up against me. Call it, it's called, you're called, and I'm going to break that down for you in a few minutes. Breakthrough believer. Everybody say breakthrough believer. Kingdom spiritual government. And the third thing I want you to hold on to is now knowing how to be a builder in the spirit. Knowing how to be, in other words, anytime you need to build a case in the spirit, you know how to do it. And when you build a case in the spirit properly, it means you win. It means that you will be victorious in that situation because you're talking about God. Now you have to also know how to respond to God. You have to know how to respond to Jesus, and you have to know how to respond to the Holy Spirit. You have to be able to discern who is manifesting at any given time. When the Father, they're all three one, but when the Father manifests himself, he is to be adored. And you must show him affection. You know the difference. And when Jesus the Messiah, or Jesus the Christ, manifests himself, you must be ready to magnify him, exalt him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not only in the kingdom, but over my life. And then there are times when the Holy Spirit manifests himself. Now, there is what we call in the mundane world omnipresent. And I know he omnipresent. But when a personal presence comes of the Lord just for you, the Holy Spirit comes, it deals with confidence. And you come to the point that you begin to praise him and say, God, I know nothing impossible for me. See, because the Holy Spirit built that confidence. So in the future, I want to teach you some things about that. Now, with those things in mind, kingdom spiritual government, breakthrough believers, and builders in the spirit. Before you be a builder in the spirit, you got to be a breakthrough believer. All right? Before you become a breakthrough believer, you got to have the right spiritual government from the kingdom as the Lord designed. See, because some things you have to be taught. Some things can't be taught. They got to be caught. And you got to pay attention in this realm. But developing your spirit to receive its supernatural status will take kingdom spiritual government. It will take you becoming a breakthrough believer. And it will take you building in the spirit. And I said we are not social workers that make people comfortable with no change. Clean up. We'll clean them up, give them a bath, and put them back in the same paralyzed bed. That can't happen here anymore. I want to give you some terms before I read some other scriptures that will give you a concept of what the Lord is doing here at Word of Life Christian Center. We're going to have what you call treasure experiences. Treasure experiences. Like the one that Jacob had in Genesis 28 when he went to sleep and had that dream and heaven opened up and angels start coming down and angels start going back up. And then Daniel says, when he come to his spiritual saying, he says, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew not. See, a breakthrough believer going to be going to come to the point, surely the Lord in this place and I know it. Surely the Lord is in this house and I know it. Surely the Lord is in the middle of this mess with me and I know it. Therefore, I'm going to come out, you see. It's treasure experience. The experience you have in the spirit that goes beyond any birthday, goes beyond any new car, goes beyond any new house, goes beyond any new diamond, new dress. It's a treasure. It's a divine treasure experience that you have with God. You know, Jacob wouldn't swap that experience with nothing. You couldn't, that money couldn't buy that experience. You see a ladder set up and heaven open up and angels coming up and down. I mean, what in this world can you swap that out for? Nothing. Treasure experience. So get ready for some treasure experiences in your life. And then supernatural empowerment. Supernatural empowerment. You're going to have to be supernaturally shelled. Supernaturally backed up to move in the realm we're talking about. You're going to need the Holy Ghost quickening you, anointing you, oxygenizing you, breathing on you, bringing you into a spiritual rhythm. Woo, good God Almighty. Bringing you into a spiritual rhythm where you can hear the music from heaven. And you know I'm in the presence of Almighty God. You see, supernatural endowment, not none of this patty cake, baker cake. Oh, no. We need, in the spirit, power. Say power.
Power.
Anointed.
Anointed.
Quickening.
Quickening.
Energized. By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Are you listening?
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, some of your religion going to have to die. Some of your tradition. Gonna have to leave you. It's in the place of the supernatural. And the supernatural about to push this stuff out of you. You're either a slave or you're led by the Spirit. I said you're either a slave or you're led by the Spirit. Unlimited expansion. You're about to enter into the realm of unlimited expansion in your life. Your life is about to expand like it never expanded before. Say it, unlimited expansion. See, once you get under spiritual government, once the paradigm is changed, once you become a breakthrough believer, once you become a builder in the spirit, once you know how to do breakthrough thinking, there'll come unlimited expansion. Way past the little car you want. Way past the little house you want. Far greater than Paris. And Hawaii. It's a world that Paris couldn't even send a letter to. You understand? It's greater. So supernatural empowerment. Supernatural empowerment. Unlimited expansion. Now, listen to the next one now. Maybe I might say something about this one. You know, Acts 2, 1 through 4 is a supernatural endowment. You can read that yourself when the Holy Ghost came on them. And then in John 7, 37, 39, you can put that at the rivers of water start flowing. And he's talking about the Spirit. But another aspect is going to be inspired expectation. Not just raw expectation, but it's something, the expectation will come floating up in your spirit that is beyond your comprehension naturally, but the Holy Ghost is going to be there to let you go on that inspired trip with him. Of inspiration, not just information, inspiration. We got to get further than information. We got to get to a place where we're inspired. That there's a spirit in man. that receive inspiration from the Almighty. That's in the book, you know. Divine inspiration. Inspired expectation. Expectation that been built in your spirit by God, by his word. And you expecting what the word say. You see some other thing, but you're not accepting that. I'm expecting what the word say to me. The word cannot fail, never will fail. So I got my expectation. Turn to the 60-second psalm. I can't get by it. My expectation is from God. My expectation is not from the government. My expectation is not from the psychologist. My expectation is not from any mundane value. My expectation is from God. Say it. My expectation is from God. Everything that hollering at you, everything that's screaming at you in life telling you're not going to make it, you look it right back in the eye and say, my expectation is from God. Then ask that thing, can you stop God? That demon going to fall on his knees then. Can you stop God? Can you walk in blood? Can you walk in the blood of Jesus? I can't. My expectation is inspired, so it's in God. It's from God. When everything else has failed, I still have my expectation. Why? Because God is not in the failure column. So that which failed has nothing to do with my expectation. Because my expectation is in an unfailable power. My expectation is in God. I don't care what the report says. I don't care who have fallen in the same spot. They just don't have what I have. Let's look at this a minute, because I wasn't supposed to stop here, but I'm going to stop here a minute, because I was inspired to stop here. Somebody needs some inspired expectation. Everything else running out. People you're trusted in, companies you're trusted in, job you're trusted on, it's not working like it should work, but you got a higher expectation. The Bible says God can keep that, what I place in his hand. The Bible told me to trust in the Lord with part of my heart. No, I gotta trust in something else. And then I'm going to trust in God, and then I'm going to trust in this, and then I'm going to trust in that. No, you see what he said? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Then he hauled up and slapped you and said, lean. Lord said, slap this out of here. Lean. God, stop leaning on your own understanding. For your shouting ground here in Psalm 62, here, actually verse 1 through 8, truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. That's all type of deliverance, that's salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. I might be moved a little bit. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as a boring wall shall ye be in, as a toddling fence. You're going to fall. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Salah. Pause and think about that. Talk cheap when it ain't anointed. And then he said the fifth word. Here's your answer. Here is your inward expectation or inspired expectation. He says, my soul, my mind, my emotion, my intellect, everything I got in me, We die only upon God. I'm waiting on nobody else. For my expectation, at least raise one hand, is from him. Come on, hold that hand up a while. My expectation is from God. Now, I'm developing your spirit to receive its supernatural status. You see, to operate in the supernatural and to have a character of operating in the supernatural, it cannot be social, it cannot be religious, it cannot be I've been to church. You have to be touched by the hand of God. I said, touched by the hand of God. No, not just sing a song, not just read a scripture, but my sister and brother, look at me. I feel anointing. No, today you must be touched by the hand of God. I like that Baptist song. It says, he touched me. Tell somebody, he's touching me right now. Whatever I need, his hand is putting it on me right now. Hallelujah. You cannot function in the supernatural. You cannot develop your status in the supernatural unless he touches you. You know, God's not going to fight you to touch you. The Bible says you have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. That's Bible. You know, that's in the Bible. See, when you humble, blessed are the meek. What do you say about the meek? For this you inherit the earth. You want God to touch you because you're not going to be able to handle it. Trouble is going to get bigger and bigger in this world system. The Bible says so. It's in the last days, seducing spirit, familiar spirit, the Antichrist, all kind of things going to be raging. And these people with their money and their intellect is not going to be able to handle it. So you better say, go ahead on, Lord, touch me. I don't want to be left out trying to figure this thing out. You're not going to be able to figure things out. Things not going to be able to figure. You're not going to be able to figure things out. Technology, tweeting and texting and my face or your face, what did they say, who face? My spirit, all them faces and stuff. Thank God for it. But that's not going to be the hand. You're going to need to be in the spirit realm. I got to build you in the realm of the spirit. We can't come here and be in technology. Now, the next thing is unusual exploits. Unusual exploits. You're going to be doing things out of the ordinary. Not only for yourself, but for people who come around you. That's the way it should have been, Charles. That's the type of anointing. That's the type of power. That's the type of authority. I've seen you walk in that. I've seen Charles walking. I've seen him. Way ahead of the pack. He think I don't know it, but I've seen him way ahead of the pack in his anointing. And he just believed that thing was going to happen, and it had to happen. See? Unusual. Don't you get tired of the usual? Get up, eat a piece of biscuit, little grits, then put your clothes on, then drive the car, stop at the red light, wave at somebody. That's all right within itself, but in the spirit world, there's a whole new world out there for us. We're going into it. Tell somebody, we're going into it. You're going to see things different. You're going to feel things different. You're going to do things different. You're going to think different. You're going to act different. You're going to praise different. You're going to pray different. You're going to sing different. You're going to have authority in a different way. Rest of y'all who don't want to go, we're going to bring you anyhow. Lord, just let me use my broken English, please. Progressive encounters. Progressive encounters. You're going to have encounters. Progressive. You're going to be progressive in your encounters in life because you're moving in this supernatural status. Progressive encounters. Good God Almighty. I mean encounters that are going to cause progress. The businessmen in this church are going to be top of everybody. The youth in this church going to set a pattern for the school system. It's just power, man. I'm telling you. I see it. I see it. Lord, help me walk to it, though. I get excited. I see it as we walk to it. Progressive encounter. Encounters that are going to spell progressive. Progress. All right. Hallelujah. Watch this one. Accurate execution. You're not going to be playing no guessing game. When you develop in your supernatural status, you're going to execute accurately. You're going to know what's going to happen before it's finished. Through a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. You got all these inspiration gifts. You got these power gifts. You got special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing can come through the supernatural realm. And then if you don't know what to do, you can prophesy to yourself. Speak in divers kind of tongues and interpret it yourself. So you can know what's going to happen ahead of time before it happens. You call it in the being. That's how you're going to call things that be not as though they were. You got to walk in it. Ooh, Jesus. You walk half somewhat of that side. You walk in the spirit world and things not going like you want to go, you call it in. Then through a word of wisdom, you see it. Then through the anointing, you touch it. Wow. I got to say wow myself. Accurate execution. No guessing game. When the time get rough, things get tough, you're not going to be guessing. You're going to call the shot. You're going to say, this is the way it's going to go. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say it to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Only believe. Only believe. Here's what God said. God said he won't release master spirits from this ministry. Master spirit. That means somebody anointed, somebody who know the spirit world, somebody who have passed an apprenticeship class in spiritual things. They're not just bobbing and weaving in the word, but they're using that word as a sword coming out of their mouth because they're operating with a master spirit. They speak a word and get on top of that word and write it into the manifestation. I said, speak a word and get on top of that word and write. Make that word your vehicle. And that word, what? In the spirit word, a word is a vehicle. The word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So I know where I'm going. I know why I'm going. I know what I'm going for. And I know what I'm going to get when I get there because the word is my vehicle. This church will become a hub. A hub. You know, certain airlines got hubs. You know what I'm talking about. A hub of divine activity. You understand what I said? This church will be a hub. When God won't come to Louisiana, he come in here first. See, because when you know how to maximize your walk in the spirit, you're the one God looking for. God looking for somebody who have passed just training. They're now in action. Maturing. Perfecting. Coming to completion. Angelic visitation. Woo-hoo. Angels flapping their wings and opening their mouth at the same time, bringing a special message from glory. And whatever it be, my brothers and sisters, you hear this. What it be? Heaven gonna start kissing the earth. Heaven will start kissing the earth in your life because you know how to hug the King. You know how to have romance with God. I want to tell you who you are. The bone that was taken out of Adam's side made Eve. Because God said Eve, Adam needed a helpmate. Now let me identify who you are now. You the bone that was taken out of the side of Jesus when he was on the cross to be his bride. The church to be his helpmate, to help him do what he want to do down here. You the bone, like Eve was taken out of Adam's side to be a helpmate. Don't end up like Eve and be deceived. Walk in the power. I'm the bride of the groom. And Jesus is the groom, and we got a love thing going on. And I'm going to latch on to the groom, and I'm going to be a good bride. You the bone, the church. You the one was taken out of Jesus' side when he was on the cross. You birthed there. You became married. You can't be a whore. You can't be a liar. You can't be a homosexual. You can't be a lesbian. No. You can't be a liar. You can't be a kleptomaniac. You can't be a drug addict. You can't be. You came out of his. You can't be sick. You can't be broke. You can't be confused. You his bride. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Sit with me, if you please. Sit. Turn to Ephesians 4. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm his bride. And we got a love thing going on. And I love it. I yield. Abraham, Sarah obeyed Abraham and called him Lord. See, Barbara taught that somewhat to you women one time. And y'all said she's talking about how much she submitted to John. I know some of y'all got stirred up a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with being submitted when you honor. See, she didn't tell you how much John honored her. Honor and submission go together. If you honor a person, they don't mind submitting. I'm getting my wife. I catch my wife every morning. I say, come here, let's pray. We're in agreement. In Jesus' name, we honor one another. Ain't no devil gonna get in this house today. We in agreement. Oh boy, I'm trying to give y'all a secret now. When last time you caught your wife hand in the morning before you left? You said, let's come in agreement, honey. She ain't gonna catch yours. It's not her duty to catch yours. You the priest. She ain't cut my hand. I ain't catching her. Just get on out of here. Hallelujah. Well, you weren't going to suffer then. I'm trying to give you a secret yet. You're right in the middle of my sermon. You act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Catch your wife in by the hand every day. Come in agreement so them demons can't get in your marriage. I ain't got no demon in my head. Why y'all didn't say nothing before y'all went to sleep last night? Come on. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11. Now we're talking about this government. This government that the church knows very little about. This government of the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and the evangelist. They're in the 11th verse. You see the three things they're coming for to do in the 12th verse. Tell me what the three things they're coming to do. All right, let's stop at the perfection of the saint. To get you in a place where you can operate accurately, complete you, mature you. Now where? Mature where? He want to mature you not in your academics, but he want to make you a matured, complete person in the spirit that knows how to operate as a master spirit. As a bride to the groom, the church. We're talking about the church. Say the church. We're talking about the church. We're not talking about the date. We're talking about the church. We're not talking about somebody you can walk on. We're talking about somebody you got to be mindful of. The church. Satan has to know us as the church of the living God, built upon a rock that can't dissipate. Upon this church, I'll build my church upon this rock. I'll build my church. And look what he says. And the gates of hell. Nothing you don't want should prevail in your life. Let me say that again. Oh, Lord. Nothing you do not want should not prevail in your life because you are the church. And I give you the keys. Watch this now. You have the authority to open heaven and shut hell. I said you have the authority. You listen to me? You have the authority, Matthew 16. You have the authority, the keys God have given you as a child of God. You have the ability and authority to open heaven and to lock hell. Satan, how you got up? How you got out? Bringing this mess in my life. Come here. I'll lock your tail back up. You ain't got no business out yet. When you broke out in my life, you ain't got no business. You might be out in somebody else's life down the street, but you ain't got no business. I got keys. I know where you supposed to be in prison. What you doing out here messing with me? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you by the blood. I resist you. I bind you. I stop you right now. I walk on you like I walk on you, you grass. You cannot be out here harassing me and my family. I'm delivered from the power of darkness. I've already been translated in the kingdom of God, dear son. I have no business being in the darkness. I'm already in the light. Turn on the light, God dog it. Yeah, man. Unlock heaven and lock up hell.
Unlock heaven and lock up hell.
You think anybody heard that in church too much today? Unlock heaven. Come on. Unlock heaven and lock up hell. Give somebody a high five on that for sure.
Come on.
Say, Pastor, how you do it? In the name of Jesus, hell, I lock you up. That's what you do it. In the name of Jesus, hell, you locked up. That's how you do it. You want to ask how to do it? In the name of Jesus, heaven is open. That's how you do it. Like you don't know what to do. You better hear me this morning. kingdom. A church is under kingdom spiritual government, is under that fivefold ministry gift led off by the apostle and the prophet, who are master architects. They get it directly from heaven quickly. They even impart it to pastors. They impart it to the evangelist. They impart the apostle and the prophet. They impart it to the teachers. They impart it to the congregation. Every one of you in this church who hooked up right, going to walk in an apostolic anointing. Yeah, you didn't hear me. No, you didn't hear me. You're going to be the one imparting to others. Because I am an apostle, and because I know my rights as an apostle, this apostolic anointing is getting on every member, every person associated with me, LTMA, every person associated with me, this type of anointing is coming on them. They're going to walk right out of any type of bondage. And I want to say this right now. Here's an apostolic statement. I'm not going to be deceived. I believe and I receive. Matter of fact, Henry, I release this apostolic anointing upon every person in this building now in Jesus' name. I'm not going to be deceived. I believe. Therefore, I receive. Give the Lord a great hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, your anointing just now has increased by measures. You will never be the same anointing-wise, because he gave me permission to release it now. There's some more teaching, Leslie. There's some more teaching got to go with it. But he gave me permission. I thank God. He gave me permission to release it. We say, release it now. Ain't no sense waiting. You got it. Let it go, boy. I say, I guess so. I release it. I said it backwards. I heard it. You never heard this before. Your earth victory has just been changed. I never heard that before, but I heard in the spirit. Your earth, I mean down here, ain't waiting to get to heaven. Your earth victory has just been changed. Matter of fact, I want to release something else on you. I release the apostolic seal on you. You got to believe in God, and you got to believe in me too now.
Yes, sir.
See, I think the Lord gave me right. The apostolic seal is a new deal, baby. It's a seal. It's a powerful seal. It's a seal that Satan can recognize. Jesus.
<Thank you.
laughs> Satan said, ooh, that girl, she got an apostle seal on her. You know what he said? She know. See, he functioned on ignorance. But he said, he know who he is. You see me, young man? Are you listening? He know who he is. Now, y'all get ready. See, we got a little transition going on, and you got seats left. But y'all get ready. I'm trying to get my 12 apostolic team here. I got 12 men. That's one of them right there. Is a billing to be on the apostolic team, helping me with this ministry, and I got 12 on the road with me. But y'all get ready. And Jackie, a blessing. This girl, sing there. See, she's been sitting here for years, but the church wasn't ready for her yet. She better get rid of all these little competitions, all these little competitors, and my turn and your turn. Just get out the way and let the Lord do what he want to do. If the Lord wants to use a blind jackass, just get out the way and let the jackass come on through. We're trying to get something moving here. We ain't trying to. Just show the jackass up to the altar. Don't be messing with the jackass. Let him go on up. Sit down. Let me try to finish here. Let me try to wrap here. Isn't this good? Do you feel stronger? How many of y'all feel stronger? So you got to listen to the tape over and over. Carolyn, they got to listen to the tape. Carolyn, how many times you say? They got to listen to this tape over and over again. The impartation, Brown, is being released on you. You're not a regular man. When you walk into a classroom, you walk in with power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we got here in the 11th verse, and he gave some apostles. See, it's a gift. It's a gift. And some prophet, and some evangelist, and some pastors and teachers for the perfection of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now he's talking about this government now. This government. Let me go ahead of this and show you something. Let me show you something. Turn to Acts. We'll come back there. Turn to Acts chapter 9. Because sometimes we look on one side of a scripture. You've got to look on both sides. You've got to see it. Then sometimes a scripture have three sides. Acts 9:32. And sort of Ephesians 4:11-16 is a commentary on this. Because Acts 9:32 came from the Apostle Paul turning from a persecutor to an apostle. And he was a strong persecutor. But he was a stronger apostle. So where he was giving the church problems, then he became a church positioner. And so I read that scripture many years, and I thought it was just because Paul had stopped persecuting. But no, that scripture is because Paul had stopped preaching. And the church got in a certain position there. That I believe any person who have an iota of spiritual sense would want to be a part of this type of action. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all very slow. If y'all read that version that slow, I really got a job on my hands. If I gave you the right verse and you answered that slow, because I know you didn't peep read, it wasn't the right verse, then that's what the problem is. That's the problem. I know better. I know something is wrong here. Let me see how I find it now. Ask what I said. What's the verse I said? What verse is it, John? 31. Yeah, 31. That's why I got that little sad response. Let me see what 32 said. And the can of pass that Peter passed out. Oh no, that wasn't gonna do nothing for you. You see, I don't see why he's so excited over that verse. But verse 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified. Underline the word rest because we need some rest. And were edified. We need some edification. We need to be built up. And walking in the fear of the Lord. Yeah, we need to do that too. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And were multiplied. See, when the spiritual kingdom, spiritual government is in place right and functioning right, the church enter into, the bride enter into, the believer enter into a rest. But that rest, Derek, come not without revelation. Look with me in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. We try to go to verse 28, but we're not equipped to go to verse 28 unless we understand Matthew 11:27. There's a divine rest for the people of God. Many did not enter into the rest because of ignorance and unbelief. And I tell you one thing, my sister and brother, ignorance will cause unbelief. The church, the believer, is a revelatory person. Is a person that God, through his spirit and through his word, can reveal his ways to. Person who God can put his anointing upon. A person who can operate in divine wisdom, divine understanding, and divine knowledge. Jesus. Divine wisdom, divine understanding, and divine knowledge. A person, that's a person. What? So this rest. So this living without sweat. Functioning without sweat. Doing exploit. Somersaults. Turning up down. Upside down. He said, these men have come out of town and turned it upside down. We need to get them out of here. In the spirit. You can confuse Satan. Satan ain't got no business confusing you. Lord, is that 27 verse. Read that 27 verse to Matthew 11, 27. You will be fine because the hand of the Lord on you. And I release my anointing to you right now in the name of Jesus. The key word in there is revelation. You have to have a revelation to walk in the spirit. You can't walk in the spirit by education. You can't walk in the spirit by physical substance. You have to have a spiritual movement going on in your spirit for you to be able to calculate, calibrate, comprehend what God is saying to you. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me, and you won't come to me that you might have life. Mm-hmm. See, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they're life. They are divine. They can go into supernatural substance. They can produce things that man can't produce. Are you following me? Come on, give me a few more minutes now. Don't get tired of me now. Y'all not tired. Don't get tired of me now. See y'all faith. Don't get tired of me now. Don't get tired. I got a few more minutes. I'm watching my clock. I got a few more minutes. But this stuff can get heavy and you get, I can't remember all that stuff. You're not supposed to remember. The Holy Ghost is going to remember it for you. Yeah, the Holy Ghost will bring it back. He'll bring you a reminder. But see, now we're able, if we understand that the Lord Jesus is talking spiritually. Now, we can go to the 28th verse. Come unto me. See, if you don't go to 27th verse, you don't know how to come. You're trying to come on your own. You're trying to read yourself up on it or pray yourself on it. No, you need this stuff need to be revealed. You heard me, Gloria? Revealed. You got to have a capacity in your spirit that God can tell you something you don't know. Or tell you something you can't buy at the store. It's supernatural. Reveal. God wants to, look at me, children. God wants to reveal himself to you. You don't know enough of him. He wants you to fall in love with him more than anything. Look at these diamonds. Look at this diamond. Diamond. God, look at diamond. Look at that watch. Look at that. That's, God wants you to love him, not them. You can have them, but don't love them. The less you love them, the more they'll come to you. You see me, Joyce? We need a revelation every day. I need a revelation. I need to hear from God. I need to see something I can't see by myself. I need to know something I can't think of. Who up in here listening to me? See, I'm developing your spirit that you can operate in supernatural status and not just be a churchgoer with a Bible. See, come unto me, all you that live in heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you a rest that can't be taken from you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. One of the fruit of the Spirit. You find rest for your mind. That's why. Boy, this mind need a rest. How many of y'all mind need a rest? That mind just talk. You tell it, shut up. Let me talk to you. mind cotton open mouth. You think about what you think about that? Shut up! Let me talk to you.
Come on, Apostle. That's right.
See, what happened, what you got to get straight, is many of us have been servants to our mind. But the Lord designed your mind to be your servant. You cannot let your mind think by itself. Shut it down. Say, hold up here. I didn't tell you to think that. Hold up. This is what you're going to think. We're going to have to. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, is going to have to keep our heart, Philippians 4 and 7, and mind. Our heart and mind going to have to be kept, because the devil works through your mind. He defeats you through your mind. He put things in your subconscious. Your subconscious is just a camera. It snap things, or it's a recorder. It record things. It doesn't know whether it's bad or good. It takes it. All right. It's you from a renewed mind gonna have to keep your subconscious in order, because the subconscious go to work with the devil. The devil on the outside, your subconscious on the inside, they go holding hands. You got to reprogram that. I wish I could get some of y'all delivered. Some of y'all got stuff that got in your subconscious when you was a child, and you don't know what's happening. That stuff keep coming up. I'm going to have a class on breakthrough thinking. Breakthrough thinking. Breakthrough thinking. Let me close. Let me see if I'm wasting my time up in here. Let me see what's going on here. See if there's enough money to hold in my hand. Yes, enough. Breakthrough time. I ain't going to be holding no dollar and trying to preach, man. I kind of got to, you know. Who heard me up in here? Somebody had a posse coming after you. You know what a posse is? That's more than one. They've just been stopped. Somebody had a posse. That's all I heard. Somebody had a posse trying to mess them up. It wasn't one person. It was a group of people that coming after you, but the Lord said it's just been stopped. A whole posse. Yeah, I watched Cowboys when I was small. So the Lord used what he got, you know. All right, stand up. Let me give you the word for the day. Prophetic. The word of knowledge in the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it deals with a supernatural fact that is already happening. The word of wisdom deals with a supernatural future. It tells you things that you couldn't know no other way. God said, call upon me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you do not know. You have to be functioning and operating in the Spirit, children. You are people. You are God's bride. You are the church. You have a divine right not to be punished. You have a divine right to walk in God's grace as you repent. You got to repent. When the Holy Spirit said, oh, that's wrong, quickly tell him, yes, sir. Leroy, that's wrong. I only use her name, I use mine. Carolyn, that's wrong. Quickly repent before the enemy get his hand on you. And grace and mercy can. Here's what the Lord says. If you don't get in the water, you won't get wet. The waters are ready. Step in by faith. The flow and the flood are good For they both are under my control and my demands. Your heart and mind is crying out, let me go. Let me go. Don't hold me back no more. More of God. More of Jesus. More of the Holy Spirit. More of the kingdom. Lift your hand and raise God. Praise God. More of the Lord. More of Jesus. More of the Holy Spirit. More of the kingdom. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go in the flow. Let me go in the flood. God is in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning and you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you say, Dr. Thompson, I want you to pray for my Pastor Thompson, Apostle Thompson.